Ben Fordham live on 2GB. At Bingley, EFS is in full swing with massive deals. Need a new laptop, fridge, washer, oven or tech gear? Head to Bingley.
The number to call, 131873. You can email ben at 2gb.com and the text line 0460 873 873. I'm a little bit nervous about our next guest. Just a little bit nervous because I've known her for some time and sometimes she says outrageous things. Now, we'll see how she goes when she's on radio. Her name is Catherine Mahoney. Now, she's just released a book and I'll give you the title straight away because I've got a feeling that this will appeal to a lot of women listening at the moment. It's called Currently Between Husbands. It may also appeal to men who might be currently between wives. So who is Catherine Mahoney? Well, I won't tell you the full story, you'll have to buy the book, but she left her family and her home in the UK. She moved to Australia, landed a big job with Sony Music, working alongside some of the biggest stars in the world, including Jennifer Lopez. Then she fell in love with a guy called Andrew Johns, arguably Australia's greatest ever rugby league player. They had a child together, Louis, who's now a young teenager. After more than a decade together, the relationship was over. So what happened next? Well, I guess that's where the title of the book comes from, Currently Between Husbands. Catherine Mahoney, welcome to 2GB.
Oh, I'm so excited. Don't be nervous, because my mum's told me to just be nice on this chat. Keep it nice, she said.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. I reckon there'd be a lot of people whose ears would prick up straight away, right? Currently between husbands.
Exactly.
Currently between wives. How hard is it when you're with someone, you're in love, you have a child together, and then you both face the fact that this thing is finished?
It's hard, you know, and you know, Andrew and I had lots of ins and outs and breakups and got back together. So it was a bit of a slow death towards the end, you know, and I think for me, when I wrote the book, I wrote it 6 years after we had split. And what was beautiful and cathartic was I could write all of these chapters about falling in love with him, you know, whereas if I'd written the book maybe 12 months after we broke up, it would have been, and then we ended, you know, and I could write all those beautiful moments about first dates and butterflies and, you know, kisses and just magic that we kind of went through, because I wanted someone to read the book who might be going through a marriage breakdown or a big relationship breakdown and remember that there's good times. You know, when you get to a divorce, it's not a good time, however amicable you try to be. But that before that, there was lots of love. So it was kind of cathartic to be able to write that part of the book.
And then the reality hits when the relationship is over.
Yes.
They're not there anymore. You're not there for them anymore. You're on your own. And then is that when the search begins?
Well,
eventually,
for a long time, as I say in the book, I would fashion myself a pillow person in bed. Because if you've lived with someone in a king size bed and suddenly they're not there, you travel throughout the night. You know, it's kind of, where are they? Where's that bit? So I had a pillow person, sadly, for quite a while before I took the leap of faith. AKA went on the dating apps, and that's a lot of chapters.
So you've done the dating apps, I find this interesting,
apps.
And I'm not going to give away everything in the book, but you've given a few tips that when people go onto the dating apps, there are a few things to watch out for. Now, you say men who have photos with their ex-wives.
Yes, even if they've put an emoji over the face of the ex-wife, that's a bit of a turn-off. Men who have photos with animals, alive or dead, I also found a bit of a turn off. And I have no issue with fluoro, but you don't need to be any workwear on your dating app profile pic.
So what, you got blokes who have the high vis on during the
high vis, and maybe they've got some dead fish with them too, and then a photo of their wife scribbled out. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know,
you
no can't judging.
You can't have a photo of the proudest moment of your life when you've reeled in a giant big catch on a fishing trip with the boys.
It's just not making me swipe right, Ben.
Okay. And are you still on the apps at the moment? Have you found the next husband?
I haven't. I am on and off the apps because they do bring with them such wonderful content. But I was hoping that you know, by doing the book, it's a pretty big advert to say, hey,
she's available.
I am available. I've had a few proposals already.
Well, there'll be even more of them flooding in right now that you've been on 2GB. Now, this is called Currently Between Husbands, but there'll be blokes who'll want to read it too. And this would apply to them as well.
The guy that recorded my audiobook, because I narrated my audiobook, Dream Job, he was like, you know, 55 and divorced. And he said, I've already told my mates, like, you don't have to be a woman or divorced to read this book.
Good.
It's just hilarious.
Can you remain mates with your ex?
I think when you have a child together, you have to remain amicable. There has to be some kind of discourse between the two of you.
Because that's another thing that I have done, remain friends with exes. And some people say, you can't do that.
No,
well, why
can't
I do that?
You can. So in the book, I do talk about my, you know, my first love, my first cherry pop, all of that sort of stuff. And I reached out to these people like on Facebook. I was like, so Paul Whittaker, I know that you took my virginity when I was 17. How do you feel about being named, or do you want a pseudonym? And he was like, no, send me the chapter. And he was like, how do you remember all the funny details? And he's like, you put my name in and let me know who can play me in the movie. So I was like, great.
Well, I almost got through the interview without getting in any trouble. And to any of the kids in the car, if you're confused about anything you
cherry
just heard,
popping, it's like making jam.
You can ask your mum or dad. Catherine Mahoney, thank you so much and good luck with the book.
Thank you for having me.
It's out right now. It's called Currently Between Husbands.